listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, July 1st. My name is Michael Kelly and I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Glad to be here.
Welcome to those joining us live as well as to those listening to the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we're going to begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief, and those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will creates self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. Now, for tonight, we have Dr. Douglas Kelly joining us.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, Dr. Kelly. Good to have you back.
Good to be here. Hope everybody's doing good.
And tonight, I believe you're going to be talking about how to navigate through these difficult times that we really find ourselves in.
Yes, that's a timely topic, if you ask me.
It is, and so.
Yeah, and you know, and so I hope that those listening live will find some good points here, but also those listening to the archives, because these, you know, I mean, you look at the world right now, and it's easy to just get discouraged, you know, depressed, and all the stuff going on. I mean, we've got this stupid COVID-19 virus. I mean, what's that all about? I mean, it's like, what is, you know, we haven't had anything like this in 100 years. And so many more people around nowadays than there were 100 years ago. And so, you know, it can get depressing, especially if you come down with that virus. It can certainly be depressing, even worse. But, you know, it's depressing just that alone, but that's not the only thing going on. You know, there's the results of the virus. I mean, a lot of folks have lost their jobs or have been laid off or, you know, reduced hours or things like that. And so that brings on financial difficulties, which are very, very hard to deal with. And that's not the only thing going on. You know, there's the protests, the racial issues going on in the world, especially in the United States now. And it's like, wow, you know, didn't we learn this lesson in the 60s? Apparently not. Got to have to do it again. You know, maybe we're just fleshing out the residual stuff that's been hanging around. Maybe that's the deal. But so there's that going on. You've got the police thing going on, which is related to that, of course. And I don't know, there's just all kinds of things going on. There's, you know, political things going on. You know, the person in the White House under fire for a lot of what some consider, you know, poor judgment and lack of direction, lack of leadership, and on and on. And so there's a lot of things we can look at. If you look at the news, it's like, oh man, what's going to happen next? You know, what's the next big thing that's going to happen? And And so it's easy to get depressed. It's easy to get discouraged. And this is unprecedented. I mean, this virus thing is unprecedented, really. I mean, none of us have had to deal with this in our lifetimes, no matter how old you are. You know, unless you're like 120, then maybe you had to deal with the Spanish flu, but there's nobody that old around. So, you know, nobody's dealt with this before on this scale. So, you know, we think, what are we going to do? You know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's the thing we always ask when we're in the middle of something like this or any difficulty, any adversity. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And, you know, before I tell you the solution to that, let me just point out that adversity is nothing more or less than a disorder. Things are in a state of disorder. So if you look at what's going on in the world today, you can easily see that. You know, this virus is a disorder. It's, you know, it's, what do you call it? It's physical stuff, you know, health stuff in disorder. It's the, you know, it's chaos. The body. Yeah, there's a physiology, whatever. That's in disorder. And then you've got the racial things going on, the protests, but those are protesting the police doing things. So you've got a state of disorder. You've got cops who probably should have been reprimanded and contained, but I personally believe that there's a far more good ones than there are the bad ones, like in anything. But you've got that going on. So that's in a state of disorder. You know, they're talking about defunding the police, you know, and that doesn't make any sense. But you know what? That's a state of disorder. And all this other stuff going on. So if we can just figure out how to put the order back in things, all of this will go away. And, of course, that's what they're trying to do with the vaccine and then the medicine for this COVID-19. And that probably won't come soon enough, but they're trying. So they're trying to put back into order this particular disorder. And they're trying to do that with the protests and the discrimination and racial stuff as well in their own way. And so that's what we have to do. If we find adversity in our own lives, we have to ask, how is it in a state of disorder? Where can I put things back into their proper order, back into their proper place? And to the extent that you're able to do that, focus on that. So back to the question, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Well, that's a partial answer right there. But the real question that we should ask is, what can we do? Think about that for a moment. Most of the time, what do I do? I've got this situation. What do I do? What do I do? You're asking people, what do I do? What do I do? Stop for a moment, take a breath, and ask, what can I do? What can be done about this? You know, we need to take a breather for a minute. You know, take five, and then get rid of the emotions and ask, what can we do about this? Well, you know, of course, every situation is different, but it might help you to do some problem solving and to find the answers, the solutions to how you can bring order back into the situation, thus eliminating the adversity. Now, you'll have to scrutinize your own situation because it's going to be unique to you. But there are some things that we can do that we can do to help. And Dr. Wong in the chat room is saying, raise our vibration, perhaps. And that's what it's all about. That's what we're trying to do here, raise our vibration. So how can we do that? Well, you know, as fortuitous as it can be, just this afternoon, late this afternoon, I graded an exam from a new student, and I was really moved with what he wrote. And this is a question that's in the first course at IMHS, and it's the same course as B1 at IMHS, G70 G50 at TFU. But the question is basically, you know, how can you pay it forward better? You know, what can you do to step it up a notch? You know, try it a few days and let me know your experiences. Anyway, so this person, this student, we'll call him Richard, he wrote this. My mouse, I think, died. He wrote, in the mounting tension currently plaguing the United States, I have been feeling exceptionally torn on how I can help improve the experiences of people in my circle of influence. I live in Kentucky, and it isn't particularly diverse compared with a lot of places, but it isn't an isolated community by any means. COVID-19, of course, does not help with the tensions in the area, but that is common worldwide. I believe, as people are scared, secluded, and uncertain about their future and what their role will be, I decided that I would go out of my way to greet people with a smile, then tell them something good about themselves. For example, I love your hair, or you're retired Air Force, so am I. Thank you for your service, sir. In doing so, I've noticed their tensions drift away almost instantly. It is quite a beautiful thing, and it makes me feel better as well. I suffer from PTSD from my time in the military, and as such, I don't always look like the friendly type. These interactions have brightened me inside and given me hope. So I continue to find ways to be better with my interactions between people in my community. So that was his answer. And so he's putting forth an effort to look at the positive side. Because remember, it's not what you know, it's who you know, right? I mean, they've also often said we're in the people business, but that's not quite accurate. We're in the relationship business. It's all about relationships with people. And we're here on this planet, and we don't want to be sucking the life out of life, do we? We don't want to be sucking the life out of life with negativity, with bad attitudes, with criticizing people, and with all the other stuff that people will do, racism and all that stuff, name-calling, all of it. We don't want to suck the life out of life. We don't want to suck the life out of people. We want to add to the wood pile, make it better. We want to be part of that solution, so to speak. And Richard, actually, in a different answer on this exam, he actually added to what he had said, and I'd like to read that. He said, a quote directly from the text really reached out to me during the course. It stated, go out and happen to the world in a positive way that uplifts people. And that's something I wrote in that course. He continues, if you look at my previous statement about greeting people during this hectic, stressful time we're in, this quote felt like it was meant specifically for me. It gave me hope for the lessons I'm about to learn. It makes me smile for what I'm pushing to become, or rather return to being. Interesting twist there. I used to be a very soft-hearted young man, and life, my experiences, took that kindness from me. And then he goes on. And so if you were one that wrote that, Dr. Kelly, thank you. So in that quote, go out and happen to the world, is really an adaptation from a quote by Eleanor Sullivan Smith, who basically said, don't let life happen to you. Go out and happen to life. And I've said that many, many, many times. It's one of my favorite quotes. She was an early 20th century aviatrix who set many records. Go out and happen to life. So can we come up with something, a greeting? Now, I know wearing a face mask makes it hard to smile. You know, but we can now, instead of just smiling at people, maybe we now need to say something. We need to greet some people verbally. And, you know, so we can do that. So just to recap for a second, the idea is not what do I do, but what can I do? That's the question to ask. And one of the things that you can do is you can try to be positive, you can greet people, you can look for the good. And in talking about good, I mean, there's good things. As I mentioned before, you know, maybe I didn't mention it on the program, I was talking about it before the program, but look at some of the good things that are coming out of this. You know, we're fleshing out some of this racial stuff yet again, and it needs to be come out. A lot of corporations and people are treating race issues more sensitively. A lot of corporations are making changes. I mean, they stopped the Aunt Jemima line of pancake syrup, you know. That's one. Another thing, you know, Mississippi is removing the Confederate flag from their state flag. That's good. There's a lot of these Confederate statues that are being removed. Even Delaware is removing a whipping post. But, you know, and why they have a whipping post for slaves still in this day and age, after all this time, I'll never understand. But they're, at least they're removing it. So a lot of attention and awareness is being drawn to these things that are going on. And it's like, you know, growing pains is what it's like. And that's what we've been, the human race has done that all. That's all, it's like all we ever do is growing pains, right? It's like we try to learn these lessons and sometimes we get them and then we have to relearn them again or maybe learn them to a better level is the thing. Any thoughts, Dr. Hunter?
Well, I completely agree. I've said for a while, I think we're in a huge correction, economically, socially, politically, and it's going to really hurt for a minute, you know? But yeah. I remind myself every day that all things are temporary. And I finally got to go to the chiropractor the other day, which I was really glad of because I haven't been for months and COVID, you know. And he says to me, so how are you managing through all of this? I said, I don't have a problem with this at all. I have food. I have shelter. Managing to get through day isolation and being a little bit hermetic is not my problem. I just see it as one big play that needs to happen, and it's all temporary. Of all the things, this is temporary. So what can I do is just have a good attitude, you know? And my daughter said that to me the other day, that you're so even-tempered through this. And I said, well, I hope it's infectious. So yeah. Everybody, I know people having anxieties, people are angry, you know, people are frustrated. But it's be chill, you know, shrug your shoulders and say, I don't know, but what can I do? And most of it is sending good light to the world and great compassion for everyone suffering, because that's horrific. Mm-hmm. But we need to go through this to recreate our world. And I have to believe, for everything that you said, Dr. Kelly, there are some really good things happening. And mm-hmm. I'd like to see that momentum continue.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's, you know, it's disorder when you don't have societal justice, and we're returning order to that, and we're going through growing pains now that are probably new to the most recent generations, but to anybody that's a student of history, you recognize this pattern of evolution that you were talking about earlier, these growth pains that we seem to be continuously going through. It makes me think about the fact that many of the racial issues we're dealing with now simply did not exist 1,000 years ago because it was an entirely different culture, and how history has a tendency to ebb and flow. So I would only add that the thing that we can do is be the good people we want to see in the world and to try to encourage others to be good people in the healthy ways that you can. You know, obviously, you don't want to encroach anybody's boundaries, but there are certain situations where, of course, you know, brutality, things need to be addressed. But it is up to each generation to always be the vanguard for pushing the boundaries of human social evolution, for making us a better species. And maybe it's just because of Star Trek, I've said this before, that I have these expectations, but I do. We can be a better people.
Yep, definitely. Good points. And so, you know, folks, don't let this get to you. Really, I mean, we have to kind of expand. It's almost like, you know, you can look at a forest at ground level, or you can, you know, put on your wings and fly above it and fly high, high, high. And as the higher you go, the bigger view you have, and you can see a panoramic view. And if you keep going, you know, we keep going into orbit. Now we see the Earth. We keep going further and further away from the Earth. It becomes very small, and we see our solar system. Then we see our galaxy, and then we see a cluster of galaxies, and then we see clusters of galaxies, and it goes on. You know, and then we keep going, and we're now aware that there are trillions of galaxies. Trillions of galaxies. What are those other people facing right now? You know, we're one planet. We're going through our stuff, but it's not all about us. So we need to just understand that these are growing pains. We'll get through them. We'll get through it. Whatever you're facing right now, it'll pass. In fact, you know, years ago, I went through my share of stuff. And I would think at that time, I would think, you know what? Think 5 years from now, I won't even hardly remember this. I won't know how I got through. I mean, I don't know how I'm going to get through this right now. I don't know how it's all going to work out. I don't know what solution's going to come up. But in 5 years, I will have gotten through it. And so on some odd way, that gave me hope. You know, I may not consciously know the solution at this very moment, but something will turn. Something will break. You know, I'll get through it one way or another. And I don't know exactly how right now, but I know I will. And you have to have that attitude, because if you don't, then, yeah, it leads to hopelessness. And that's not a good place to be. You know, you lose hope and you've lost everything. So let's not lose hope. Let's focus on the good and the positive, the clean. Greet people. Let's try to identify the good in people and remark on it. Remember, I mean, last month I was talking about this. The greatest gift you can give people is that good word, that good word of encouragement. You know, we're all in this together, and we can all make it through together. We just can't let it beat us. Don't let it beat you. Any comments?
Well said.
Thanks.
I completely agree. I've often said, no matter what happens to me, they can't have my spirit.
Yeah.
So there.
Right.
Well, it's the ultimate thing that we can control. We can control our attitude dispensation. And we can never give up the good fight of, and I'm speaking metaphorically, of being good people, doing good in the world, and having a good perspective, having a positive outlook on life, because change can be very good, and it is good, and we're going to be seeing that. And don't shy away from it. Don't let it make you afraid. This is a part of life. Embrace it and embrace your role in it.
You know, the only other thing I might throw in is, you know, we all have difficult days or bad days or crappy days, you know.
Yep.
And I always say, like, there's a checklist that I go through. It's like, am I physically all right? Do I need vitamins? Do I need, you know, you have let's say a teary day. You know, you walk through the day with a lump in your throat and you don't know what's going on. That could be a quantum entanglement. You're picking up on something else. But I go through a checklist of, you know, am I getting the right things to eat? Is my body all right? And then I go through the emotional things. And then I, you know, have my little checklist. And you know what? Some days it's just going to be that kind of day. So if it goes on for longer than an hour or two, I just go have a nap, you know, and get up and try again. And so, I mean, just roll with it. And sometimes you just have to ride out those emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, when there's no logical explanation for it, you just ride it out. It's such a temporary experience, because you will get through to the other side. You know, whether you lay down, have a nap, and get up and, oh, that feels better. Or, oh, well, today's a write-off. You know, both my second daughter and I went on Monday. We called each other and said, I don't feel like doing anything. She said, I don't feel like doing anything. I said, oh, we're having a pathetic day, are we? Okay, it's a pathetic day. You know, and for the rest of the day, we were just pathetic, and we made a joke out of it. So
I do that 2-3 times a week.
It's just kind of that day. So the next day, talking to each other, I say, oh, we're a little better. Not a pathetic day, but we're up to like gear 2. Okay, we're getting better. And it's just know that everything is temporary. It really is.
You know, Plato said, paraphrasing, nothing in the affairs of man is worth worrying about. And, you know, you could do a philosophical debate on that one for a long time. But by and large, I think he's right. And that just tells me, look, we're people. The people that are running all this stuff, they're people like you and me. You don't know what to do. They don't know what to do either. They're just trying to do their best. They're trying to, you know, knock heads together and figure out what can we do about this. I'm serious. You know, we often, especially as kids, we think, oh, you know, there's people, these political leaders, president, all these people, these doctors, you know, they all know this stuff. And honestly, yeah, they do. They know their stuff. Well, some of them, they know their stuff. But it comes to things like this virus thing. What are you going to do? They don't know what to do. They're just trying to do their best, just like us. And they feel a responsibility because they've got pretty much the whole world, you know, hanging on them. So that's some pressure there, right? So remember, we're going to get through this. We are. One way or another, it'll pass. Try to hold your head high. Try to infuse some positivity in your life, in your every day. Looks find something to be thankful for, something to be grateful for, and just hang tough. We'll get through it. I hope some of this has helped, at least if not, to encourage you a little bit and brighten your hopes. And I know we'll get through it, and we'll be talking about it then, too, how we did.
Yep. This is.
Yeah, totally agree. Been a good conversation. Thanks for coming on, Dr. Kelly. It's always good to have you back the first Wednesday of every month, and I know the students look forward to having you on, too, and I think they get tired of Michael and me sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure.
Say I've always, so.
You can only hear me rant about a topic so much before you have to have a break.
Well, no. It's been good to be with everybody. And again, hang in there and you have a great rest of your evening and good tomorrow.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. All right. Well, I did mention in the chat that if anybody would like a card, put your name up. Michael will pull one of the Inner Oracle self-discovery cards.
While we're waiting for people to catch up in the chat and for anybody to throw their name in, you know, I have to say, I've been in an off mood. Would you be willing to pull a card for me?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I don't have my Inner Oracle cards handy, but I have the tarot handy.
All right. That sounds great.
So you know what, Michael? I'm going to pick three cards for you.
Okay.
Now, there's something about when you choose three cards, past, present, future, or situation as it is, the energy unfolding, and the likely outcome. And I'm going to go with that, if that's all right with you.
No, so, I think that's great.
One, two, three. I think this is great. Situation as it is, I see this as the nine of clubs, nine of wands in tarot language. And I see that as somebody who's being a little bit guarded for a moment, putting up the walls, just taking a breather, you know, looking out if there's an enemy over there on the other side of the fence kind of thing, and just trying to find that protective moment. But what the Page of Wands says is the energy unfolding is finding the articulation, is communication, finding the ways to speak on your own behalf, perhaps with a new language or a new outcome. Now, the outcome of these three is the Empress, which is, well, that's in a word, is fertility. So it's like new ideas, creativity. So sometimes when you're feeling a bit off, it's you're pushing what I call the pause button. And just out of sorts for a moment, that's usually when there's something stirring inside, you know? And it's like when you come through that stirring, it's like, oh, new ideas, like little light bulbs going on. And going through and finding ways to say things differently, to convey yourself differently. But you're also, with the Empress here, it's emerging into new thought, new ideas for yourself. So that's kind of what's stirring around. So it might feel off because you're not sure. You know?
Yeah,
you know what
makes,
I'm saying?
It actually makes a lot of sense, absolutely.
And so that's how I see that, yeah.
Well, thank you. I've always enjoyed listening to your interpretations and your intuition when it comes to the tarot readings. And I think this is maybe not the first time, but it's the first time in a long while since you've done a reading for me. Well, thank you very much. I much appreciate that. And now, now everybody knows what's going on in my life, too. So thanks a lot. I'm kidding. No, I really do enjoy it. And now we're going to be pulling some cards for some of our people in the chat room in the live audience.
Yes, for sure. Audra. Yep.
Audra
first. Go for it.
Oh, wow, this is great. Excuse me. First card, randomly pulled. Wild card number 5, don't hate. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right to yourself and others.
Whoa, well, now, in support of that with the tarot, Audra, I got judgment. My sense about this is you have something to say, but you could be disappointed in people or someone. So I think the message about don't hate is don't dwell on the anger or the frustration or that disappointment of it. It's kind of accepting, you know, something that just popped in my head that was very wise. One day, many years ago, I said to somebody, I don't believe what's going on in my life. And they said, maybe that's your problem. You can't change something you don't believe in. Mm. I went, whoa, that was like a cosmic 2x4 upside my head, you know. And that's what's coming to mind right now, Audra, is accepting something and finding a way to say what you need to say. Again, respecting boundaries, but there's a new you emerging. So judgment is always about announcement, in short, and a declaration of sorts. So it's do it in a good way, but also accepting that everybody else has their own reality. So I hope that helps to make sense to you.
Very good.
Dr. Edward is up next, Michael.
And Dr. Edward, for you, I pulled number 45, inspiration and motivation.
Good one.
Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration, leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
Well, I love this, the Ace of Diamonds. So you're looking for ways to earn money. What is the benefit? What's the profit, so to speak? So where your energy is going, what you're motivated to do, you want to see a return. And I think you're on to something, Edward. And that energy is moving forward where you'll start to gain rewards. So I think that's a good keep going with what you're doing. Awesome.
All right. So next up we have Wendy.
Wendy, yes.
All right. Let's see. What do we have? Number 42, trust and integrity.
Okay.
Integrity means being true to oneself, intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Well, in support of that, I'm keeping with the diamonds here. I've got the Page of Diamonds, Page of Pentacles. And, you know, again, with communication being in there, I think that's what I want to focus on here, trust and integrity, particularly in the workplace. Now, I think that every workplace has its own culture. There's its own rules and regulations, but there's... And, you know, you still have to retain your own integrity, even though you might not agree with some of the rules. But, you know, there's always these really iffy kind of gray boundaries sometimes. And it's saying here to me, stand up for what you believe in, but understanding the culture in which you might be asserting that. So it's just a caution. And, I you know, this is so bizarre. It just pops in my head, Wendy. If you want to raise, it may not be the time to ask for it today, but you can start to drop a couple of hints and explore that in the next week or two. I think there's an opportunity coming up. Bizarre, I know. That just came up. So there we go.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Shirley is next, Michael.
All right. And for Dr. Shirley, I pulled number 15, belief system, knowledge base.
Okay.
We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, When knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
Well, no. Okay, Dr. Shirley, I pulled Lovers, which is in the major arcana. We can take that to a metaphorical kind of interpretation of passion, energy, creativity in a way, like what motivates you. But I can also take it into a matter of how you view yourself in relationships. So that belief system, knowledge base, reviewing relationships perhaps, and even an intimate one, or how you want to interact with that. I think that you're in a bit of a revision and reviewing your passion, compassion, and how you want to be in that way. So I'd say there's a little bit of enlightenment happening here, and I'm seeing hearts above you. So however you interpret that, I hope it makes sense. So,
all right.
That is interesting. I don't see that very often. It's good.
It is. It actually has been a very interesting night when it comes to the cards and the feedback we've been getting. I'm sorry I got kicked from the chat. I'm trying to see if there's anybody else that had it, asked for a card, but I can only go so far back. I think we got everybody. Do you see anybody, Dr. Hunter?
I do not. I would like to read some feedback from Wendy, though, when I mentioned her about trust, integrity, and the Page of Diamonds. Lo and behold, she says, we had 5 people at work test positive for COVID, and there are some issues going on. Wow. Things I don't agree with. And she said, after being sick myself, I'm considering not going back. Not real sure where to go with that, really. But I think the cards are feeling my struggle. Yeah, you know, those boundaries about how much do you say, what do you speak up, you know, and still retaining some integrity. But I think it might be worth a discussion with your supervisor or your boss at some point. Make sure you wear a mask, Wendy, because you're vulnerable. I know there's controversy about whether or not you become immune to COVID once you've had it. Now, the latest report that I read is even though people had recovered, they didn't necessarily retain the antibodies a couple of months later. So I'm just, we don't know yet, so it's always important to just take care of yourself. And so Dr. Shirley mentioned in there, but in response to her cards, she's just struggling a little bit with some personal issues and confused. I just want to reiterate to you, Shirley, you have all the knowledge within you. I know that sounds so hokey, isn't it? Cliche. But for all that you've learned, all that you've been through, you know, go back to your basic knowledge base, your basic beliefs, and then from there, review them and how you see yourself in relationships. So I'd say that you're onto a new phase of relationships and interacting with others and kind of a new you emerging. And I see it as really positive. So, she says, answers outside my belief system. She said, I'll be open. You know, that's just it, is can you see yourself in a different way? And maybe you don't know what that way looks like, but you have to let that transformation occur and observe yourself and be okay with that. You're in control, right? You're the manager of your own process. But sometimes we have to sit back and say, oh, I'm changing. I'm not sure what's going to happen on this. But I'm going to kick myself in the pants here and say, okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, sometimes the old habits of pride or ego or fear or something, and you let go of that tiny little thread and change it, and you go, holy, I didn't know I could do that. That's great. So I see something really optimistic for you, Shirley. Thanks for the feedback, guys. That's pretty cool.
You know, and a lot of what I've been hearing about, what we've been talking about, some of the feedback talking about COVID-19 and the discussion tonight, it's all based around uncertainty, and it's uncertainty that's bringing this angst. And it's, you know, it's a natural part of life. It's something that we're going to go through. And a lot of times there's really no way to avoid it. So you just have to, what's the phrase? Bear and grin it. One I haven't heard in a while, but I thought it might be apt. But it's been, you know, a fascinating discussion, as it always is, but it's relevant now, and we're going through a time of change, a necessary one, but a time of change nonetheless, and change can be very disruptive. And when things are disruptive, naturally, the angst comes with it. But from that disruption will come more order, more justice, more equality, and hopefully a better world. And when it comes to COVID-19, hopefully it brings with it much more effective treatment, that we will always learn how to adapt. The human race is ingenious.
I completely agree, Michael. That's a good way to put it.
Any last thoughts for tonight?
No, I'm very grateful for everyone. And I think if there's one thing that I've seen with some people who tend to get negative, who tend to be angry, and, you know, whether it's, I don't need to wear a mask, to, oh my God, I don't have enough money in their big house with boats and stuff in the yard.
I don't have a big house. No, big
I'm just
boat,
saying, but
man.
Is gratitude. Yeah. And I might remind people that we all have our struggles, and I'm not saying we shouldn't deal with that, and I'm not saying gratitude makes everything go away. However, there's always something to be really grateful for. You know, the people in your life, your support system, and, you know, you can reach out to people if they're there for you for help. You know, there is something, you know, we each have our own. My daughter made mention of a term the other day in a conversation. I've kind of stolen it, is that we each have our own bandwidth in life. Some people have a narrow bandwidth. It's not very wide. Others have a wider bandwidth. And if you're very intuitive, then you have wider bandwidth. But I also see it as each of us has our own ride in life, which is our own bandwidth. I'm amazed that in this incarnation, born in North America and upper North America, happens to be Canada, and living in BC, you know, that's pretty cool. There's a lot of people who have other way more challenging issues than I do. And whether it's me, I go down to this park and I walk and I see the homeless people with their buggies, and I go, wow, boy, that's a lot of hard work every day just to get through a day. And I just send white lights, you know. Yeah. So it's when, not to do comparatives, but it's, we're good. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in this big soap opera, but if you can look around and you can say, you know what, I ate today, I got a roof over my head, and I got a good family and a few good friends, and gee, I come to IMHS, you know, and the show every Wednesday, it's good. It's good. And so I see that, if anything, I see that people have a lack of gratitude for their privilege and for so many things that have been afforded them. And I'm not saying they didn't work hard for it. I'm just saying that be grateful.
Well, I think that's all. Very well put. And it makes me completely rethink complaining about not having the air conditioning earlier.
No, that's important.
No, but I am very grateful, and that's a very great point. And I'm very happy that you made it, because it's essential to living a healthy life. And part of my healthy life is being able to be here each week and to have these conversations. It's my free sounding board and free therapy, so thank you all for joining me. But honestly, I genuinely appreciate those that join us live. I appreciate those that listen to us in the archives. Thank you for joining us this week, and I hope that you join us next week. And until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.